Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown and beyond. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there. When you've lost Al Sharpton, that pretty much says it all, doesn't it, Hammer?
Yeah, Al Sharpton's a card-carrying member of the crazy radical Democratic left.
And a known race baiter.
But even Al Sharpton's like, I don't know about this college campus stuff right now. So the Reverend went on MSNBC, and we're going to play you the audio. We'll probably play it for you a couple times because there's a lot going on. Nigel's right. The radical left, pro-Hamas, you know, Palestine-loving lunatics that are camping out on college campuses is too much for Reverend Al, but it's not quite enough for Mika Brzezinski.
How do the Democrats, how do all of us on that side say January 6th was wrong if you can have the same pictures going on college campuses?
Lord, don't make a parallel with January 6th.
You lose the moral high ground.
That has happened, though.
Okay.
That has happened.
So that was Al Sharpton on with Morning Joe and Home Wrecking Mika. And Al Sharpton says the pictures.
Mika, bleeding from the face, Mika.
The pictures that we're seeing from these college campuses where they're breaking into university buildings, shattering windows, occupying the space. That's kind of January 6th-like. That's the point Al Sharpton was making, and he's saying, look, we're a bunch of hypocrites if we call out January 6th, and we're fine with this.
So you can't, so it's a right-wing talking point. No. That's their way of downplaying January 6th, is to compare these riots, these campus takeovers, to January 6th.
That's what Mika's saying. Now, I'm going to play this clip one more time here. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, because I have an alternate theory, but go ahead.
Okay, listen to the reaction from Mika Brzezinski. She's fine with everything that's happening. She's fine with Hamilton Hall being occupied at Columbia before the NYPD kicked him out.
How do the Democrats, how do all of us on that side say January 6th was wrong if you can have the same pictures going on college campuses?
Lord, don't make a parallel with January 6th.
You lose the moral high ground.
That has happened, though.
Okay.
That has happened.
So Mika gets her panties in a twist.
Hold on.
Because Al compares it to January 6th.
I've got an alternate theory because Mika, she did say something similar the day before Al Sharpton made those comments. Quote, I'll echo the horror that this does look like January 6th. What a terrible example for our students. So she said that the day before Al Sharpton's comments. Somebody got in her ear and said, hey, look, the right's using this as a way to downplay January 6th. Some producer, some boss. So that's, I believe that's why she's really saying, oh, you better not make, I think she was being sarcastic.
Okay.
That's just my theory. Because she did make somewhat similar comments the day before Al Sharpton appeared on the program. So somebody somewhere got in her ear and said, the right wing is saying this, so you can't say that.
Interesting.
That is my working theory. I'm just saying I think maybe she was being a little sarcastic, and maybe she agrees with the good reverend.
I can see a lot of producers at MSNBC or CNN going along with that, because the two bullets that they have in their gun, the only two bullets they have, are January 6th and abortion. That's the only thing the Democrats can run on. They're getting their ass handed to them by literally everything else. Those are the only two things they have. And if January 6th gets watered down, then it just comes down to abortion. Now, I will say this. There seems to be a common denominator for the pro-Hamas, pro-Gaza, anti-Jew people, and the pro-Israel, we hate terrorism folks on the other side.
Yeah.
There's a common denominator that they both hate, and it's Joe Biden.
Really?
Listen to this audio. This video is going viral. This is at one of the college campuses. Both sides, the pro-Hamas and pro-Israel side, are both chanting, F Joe Biden. That's where they meet in the middle.
So wait a minute. You have the pro-Israel, anti-Hamas people chanting F Joe Biden.
Yes.
And you have the anti-Semites and the pro-Hamas people. Did I say it? I'm getting lost. Either way, Joe Biden is bringing the country together.
Right. He's the common denominator. He's what they can all meet in the middle on and say, you're right and you're right. Both sides chanting F Joe Biden together. Joe Biden has managed to tick off everybody in this situation.